Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Zay Flowers met with the media as the Ravens count down to their season opener against Kansas City.
That's a different season now, so I ain't really too worried about last year. We on trying to get a championship this year, so that's out the window. We just got to go win this game.
Zay, you said at the end of last season that you would use obviously the fumble in the end zone as a slingshot to become a better player. How do you think that motivation has translated in the last couple months?
I just want to have a better season. So I've been practicing with the guys. We've been working towards our main goal, which is a championship. So last season was last season, and I mean, I use it as fuel, but it's a new season. I think about that, then I'm going to mess myself up for this season.
So where do you feel like the chemistry is with the receivers and Lamar going into this year?
It's the second year in his offense, so I feel like the chemistry is way better. It got better connections, better, you know, I can't give out too many keys, but we getting better. We working. I'm prepared the same way. I'm going to go out, prepare, probably dance around the field, do what I do, and get ready for the game. I got my team behind me, so we all good.
To that end, to that point, being, you know, as he put it, amped up, I mean, there's something about a season opener, but when you are the season opener for the entire league, I mean, how much more special is that when you expect to have first
season? We had a hard training camp, so, I mean, everybody on our team ready. We're going to be ready to go. We're going to be ready to play. Our coach, I think, put together a great game plan for us, so we're going to get ready to play our ball.
Bateman's about ready to explode this season?
Absolutely. Yeah, he's going to have a good one this year.
Why do you think that?
Because the work he put in this offseason, and you can tell he's been focused in the meeting rooms. He's been talking to Lamar. He's just been getting involved with everybody more and more involved in the offense. So I feel like it'll be a great year for him.
How do you think having Derrick Henry could change the way that the secondary is trying to cover you guys?
You got to tackle him first. That's why. Like, you got to go tackle Derrick Henry then. Well, let me put it like this for you. You got to tackle Lamar and Derrick Henry out the backfield. And then you got to worry about all the receivers, Mark, Lightly, me, Bate, and people coming off the bench. So we got a lot of playmakers everywhere.
Zay, I think week one last season, your first NFL game, you had like 20 targets, something crazy. You know? You had a big first game.
Yeah.
How are you different now than you were going into week one as a rookie?
I'd say the speed of the game, it was faster. So I was out there I was just off all instincts, like, not really knowing what was going on. I was really more just playing football.
Is there anything different about playing in prime time under the lights for you?
Nah, I treat all the games the same. I go out and play hard every game, and I really just treat all of them the same and play my game.
How would you sum up the atmosphere, the excitement from a team standpoint going into this game in the season?
We all excited, especially like y'all said, what happened last year. And we get to start it off with them and start the season off with a bang. So we're going to go out there and play our game.
Zay, the team unveiled the decals for Joe D and Jacoby today. Jacoby was here during the summer. Did you get a chance to talk to him?
Lamar threw me a ball, and it was like came off right off my fingertips. And I was running back. He was like, "Hey, Young Blood, you better than that. I know you better than that." And I'm looking. I'm like, "Man, who talking to me?" I'm thinking it's a fan. And then I just see him running up to me, cause you know he was a childhood legend. Like from when I was young, I see him taking back kick returns, punt returns, deep balls, winning games, Super Bowl. So he always been a legend in my book. Like, always knew who he was, always rooted for him, and always cheered for him since I was a kid. Always been a big fan.
If you had to pick one breakout candidate this year among your teammates, who would it be?
All the receivers, including the tight ends. Everybody gonna have a good year.